So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited the brisa of Ve'ilu Shebe Misa, the transgressions that are punishable with Misa B'dei Shemayim, and in which there is no machlekes. And the brisa continues with two averis in which there is a machlekes as to their punishment. Balmon, if a blemish kohen performed the avodah, there is a machlekes, Rebbe Omer B'Misa, V'Chacham Omer B'Azhara. Rebbe holds he is liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim, while the Chacham holds he gets only malchus but not Misa. As the Gemara explains, Rebbe holds Baal Mum B'Misa because there is a Gzeres Shavah through the word Chilul from Tamei Shashimish, a Kain who was Tamei and performed the Avodah. The Pasuk of Baal Mum states, Achal HaParoiches Lo Yavoi, V'Lo Yichal Es Mikdashi. And the Pasuk of Tamei Shashimish states, V'Yinazri Mikotcha B'nei Yisrael V'Lo Yichal Lo Hashem Kachi. Malhan B'Misa, Afkan B'Misa. While the Chacham hold Baal Mum B'Azhara, because the source for Tamei Shashimish B'Misa is from the Pasuk of eating Truma B'Tuma, which states, Umesu bai ki chalaluhu. And the word bai excludes bai v'loi b'balmum. One is liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim only for Truma which was eaten b'tuma, and for Tamei b'tful yom shashimish, which are also cases of Tuma. But one is not liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim for balmum shashimish because there is no Tuma. However, he does get malchus because the pasuk states, Ashayir bai mum lo yikrav. The Brisa continues, Hezid b'me'ila. If a person benefited from Hekdash intentionally, there is a machlekes. Rebbe Omer b'Misa, v'Chacham Omer b'Azhara. As the Gemara explains, Rebbe holds Hezid b'me'ila b'Misa, because Yalav chet chet mitruma. There's a Gzeres Shavah through the word chet from Truma. The Pasuk of Me'ila states, v'chata b'shkaga, and the Pasuk of Truma states, v'layisu lav chet u'maisi b'y ki yichalluhu. Malhan b'Misa, afkan b'Misa. While the Chacham hold Hezid b'me'ila b'Azhara, because as before, the word b'y excludes b'y v'lay b'me'ila. One is liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim only for Truma, which was Betuma, and for Tamei U'Tful Yom Shashimish, which are all cases of Tuma. But one is not liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim for Me'ila, because there is no Tuma. However, he does get Malchus, because regarding Azhara, Yalav Chet Chet Mitruma. The previous Mishnah concludes with the Machlekes regarding Zar Shashimish B'Mikdash, if a Yisrael performed the Avodah in the base of Mikdash. Rabbi Akiva Omer B'Chenek, V'Chacham Omer B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Akiva says he gets Chenek by Beznu, while the Chacham say he's liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara cites a brisa in which there are actually three opinions. Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Chachamim in our Mishnah that Zar Shashimish B'Mikdash B'Dei Shemayim. He's liable to Misa B'Dei Shemayim because there is a Gzeres Shavah through the word Yumas to Adas Kairach. The Pasuk of Adas Kairach states, Kalakar v'karv el Mishkan Hashem Yumas. And the Pasuk of Zar states, V'azah ha'karv Yumas. Malahal B'Dei Shemayim, Afkan B'Dei Shemayim. Just like the Adas Kairach were burned B'Dei Shemayim, so to Zar Shashimish is punished B'Dei Shemayim, but not through Bezdin. Rabbi Akiva holds Zar Shashimish B'Mikdash B'Skila. He gets the more severe Skila stoning through Bezdin because it's a Gzeres Shavah through the word Yumas Tenavi Shehediach, a prophet who persuades others to worship Abay Dezar. The Pasuk of Navi states, V'hanavi hahu oichel ma'chulem hahu Yumas. And the Pasuk of Zar states, V'zahar karb Yumas. Malahal B'Skila, Afkan B'Skila. Just like a Navi Shehediach gets Skila, so to Zar Shashimish gets Skila. The Gemara explains their machlekes as follows. Rabbi Shmuel holds Dan Hedyut mi Hedyut, Ve'in Dan Hedyut mi Navi. We rather learn Zar b'Gzeres Shavah from Adas Kairach because both are common people, while a Navi is not a common person. While Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa holds Dan and Yumas mi Yumas, Ve'in Dan and Yumas mi Yamais. We rather learn Zar b'Gzeres Shavah from Navi because both Pesukim say Yumas, while the Pasuk of Adas Kairach says Yamais. Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri holds like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Zar Shashimish B'Mikdash B'Chenek. He gets the less severe Chenek choking through Bezin. And the Gemara explains, Trei Tanoi V'Libid Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah and Brisa disagree in Rabbi Akiva's opinion. They both agree that the Gzeres Shavah is from Navi to Zar, and the Machlekes is as follows. Masnitin Reb Shimon V'Libid Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is Reb Shimon's opinion Rabbi Akiva, and Reb Shimon holds, Navi Shediach B'Chenek. Therefore the Gzeres Shavah teaches that Zar Shashimish also gets Chenek. Brice Rabbanim alibid Rabbi Akiva, while the Brice is Rabbanim's opinion in Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabban hold Navi Shediach B'Skila. Therefore, the Gzeres Shavah teaches that Zar Shashimish also gets Skila. Hanu Lacha Yabaitkum Baruch Hashem completed the 9th parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and will now begin the 10th parak Elohein Hanachnakin Be'ezras Hashem. Zakta Mishnah Elohein Hanachnakin. The following 7 transgressions are punishable with chenik choking. Hamaka Aviv Ve'imai, a person who hits and bruises his father or mother. V'gainav nefesh mi'Yisrael, a person who kidnaps a Jewish person. V'zaken mamri al pi bezdin, if a person rules against all the members of the Sanhedrin and he then publicizes his ruling to others. V'navi ha'sheker, one who delivers false prophecies. V'amisnabi b'shem avodis kechavim, one who prophesizes in the name of avodah zarah. V'abal eshes ish, one who is mezana with a married woman. V'zem mi'bas kain u'bayla, eid mezaymen, who testify falsely on the person that he was mezana with the married daughter of a kain. and one who is mezano with the married daughter of a kohen. The Gemara first discusses the sources for the halacha of maki of ve'imay. The chenek that he gets chenek is derived from the pasuk maki of ve'imay mais yumas. V'chol misam or b'ter estam ina el chenek. Wherever the pasuk states mais yumas without specifying which misam, it refers to chenek. Hakab le misam. He's liable even if he only hit them, but they did not die. The source for this depends on the machlekes and which of the two misas is more severe. Saif v'chenek. According to the opinion of chenekal, chenek is more lenient than saif. The source is through a kavochaimer. Katl chad b'saif, v'av b'chenek. If one who kills a stranger receives the more severe saif, then if he kills his own father, he should not receive the more lenient chenek. Therefore, we must say that the pasuk makeav v'imay masumas refers to hakav b'lay misa. While according to the opinion of chenek chamer, chenek is more severe than saif, there's no kavochaimer. Therefore, we must say the source is in the two psukim of maki ish umeis masumas and oy be'eva hiko b'yodu b'yomas. Since both psukim needed to specify both hakah and misa, this implies, however, kol hecha de'ika hakah astam lav misahu. Wherever the pasuk states hakah alone, it did not result in misa, as in the case of maki aveh ve'imay. B'chabura, his only chayv misa if their skin became bruised. This is derived from the pasuk u'maki nefesh behema yishalmena. The word nefesh implies chabura, and the main inyan lenefesh behema doha inami hekhisha b'avonim chayv t'nei inyan lenefesh adam. Since regarding maki behema, if one hits an animal, he's liable for damages even if there was no chabura. Therefore, the word nefesh that is applied to maki adam and teaches ad the avet chabura chayv is only liable for maki av ve'imay if there was a wound. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for ben ma'o shayakiz dam la'aviv. A son is permitted to draw blood from his father for medical purposes such as bloodletting, even though this creates a chabura. Rav Masna says the source is in the pasuk v'haftarecha kamoich, as Rashi explains, lahuzuru yisroel melasas l'chavreim eladavir she'enu chavitz lasas la'atzmai. The Torah only forbids one to do to others something that he would not do to himself. And since one is makas dam la'atzmai, therefore makas dam la'aviv is also permitted. Rav Dimi bar Chinina says the source is through a hekesh, comparison of two psukim. Makas behem yishalmeno, or makas adam yumas. One who strikes an animal and kills it is punished with tashlumen, monetary compensation. But one who strikes a human and kills him is not punished with tashlumen, but with death. The pasuk compares maki adam to maki behema and teaches, ma maki behema l'refua pater, af maki adam l'refua pater. Just like one who bruises an animal for medical purposes is not liable for tashlumen because there was no damage, so to a son who bruises his father for medical purposes is not liable for misa. Nevertheless, the Gemara relates Rav le shavik le brei le mishka le silva. Rav did not allow his son to remove a thorn from him. And Marbarei Dravino le shavik le brei le miftach le kavsa. He did not allow his son to pop a pimple to remove pus because dilma chavul v'hav le shigas iser. They were concerned that the son might accidentally bruise their father in another area that was not le refuah.